in high school during a religious retreat, which I didn't have high hopes for. My mom wanted me to go, and I was like, I'll give it a go. And during this retreat, we had something in which you put the body of Christ, and then you hold it up so that people can see God through this object. It's very fancy looking. It's gold. It looks very intricate. So everyone's kneeling, sitting, standing, looking at the priest walking by. And I remember in that moment just feeling so dejected and so hopeless. And I remember while kneeling, while looking at the priest walking around, just praying, like begging to feel full. That was it. That was all I wanted. And I remember while I was kneeling, I looked up, looked directly at the body of Christ that was in this ornament. And I just felt like a gust of not air, but like emotion come over me. And I felt almost, I went from slumping down, kneeling on my knees, like crying, because I was crying as well, because I was just so sad, to just almost floating. I felt like invigorated. I felt so full, so incredibly full and just whole. And this sense of like emptiness was gone. And I remember feeling like I was enough. And it was like this beautiful moment. And I remember just looking at the priest walking and my mouth just dropped and I stopped crying. And I was like, I feel it. I feel it. Oh my goodness. I feel it. I feel so happy and I feel so full. And I stopped crying and I was just happy. I was at peace.
I remember the first time Sarah told me that story. I was seated on a dusty dorm room floor, the cold air was just starting to bite, and the mold in the vent was beginning to become a threat. I was not at my best. I remember around this time I felt this distance when it came to faith, like it was something on a high ledge that I could never quite reach. And yet, here she was, seated in front of me, describing this perfect clarity. When I arrived at school, I started to feel this shift in my relationship with faith, because it was something I was going to define on my terms. And when you're living on your own, faith is no longer a chore, but a choice. If you want to lean into it, then that's your decision to make. This consideration sparked the premise for today's investigation. How has college impacted students' religious beliefs? In talking to Duke students about their various experiences, this is the central question that we'll be answering today. In order to answer this question, I took a little trip. All right, stay with me. It's the last night of September. A hurricane roars overhead. Despite the cold of the outside world, inside the Center for Muslim Life, things seem a little warmer. Students watch a soccer game. Play Jenga. Crack endless jokes. And wait out the storm in harmony. While trapped inside, I chatted with a few of the sheltering students about how college has impacted their experiences with faith.
My faith has definitely gotten more open, forgiving, and less judgmental. Coming from an Islamic school, a lot of the rules are imposed as the only way to live, or like the right way to live. So there was no back and forth. There was no interrogation of like what we were doing, questioning. So I think that my faith has become a lot less judgmental during my time at Duke in the Muslim community.
But the conversations didn't stop there. I also spoke with three Duke students from different faith backgrounds and beliefs, Alexis, Avery, and Maya,
to hear their perspectives on how college has impacted their religious beliefs.
It's been a lot. I'll be honest that it definitely has meant a lot of struggle and a lot of introspection, but it also has brought me a lot of power and solace and comfort too. Going into college, I had heard a lot of people say that you either strengthen your faith, Muslims say that you either strengthen your Muslim faith while you're in college, or it significantly weakens. And a lot of times it's especially because, like, this is the first time you're on your own and you're not with, like, a Muslim family support system. There's, like, a lot of vulnerability there.
I grew up non-denominational Christian, but probably closest to Southern Baptist, I would think.
Is that something you still practice?
No.
Why is that?
I think that being a part of the queer community was a really big factor in that. When I went away to college, I just didn't, very natural kind of like separation from that, so I don't practice it anymore.
Yeah, so like when I got to Duke, I wanted to be a part of a church that was more accepting than the churches that I've experienced. But I guess in the last year or so, like, my relationship's gotten stronger, but not strong enough where it's like I've converted from, like, you know, like agnostic or atheist to like Christianity. It's more like just like, oh, I was Christian, now I'm more Christian.
After learning about the specific ways these students noticed changes in their religious beliefs in college, I shifted the question a little bit. I asked them what they wished they would have known when first arriving at school about how to navigate their relationship with faith. Let's take a listen to what Rainey, Alexis, and Avery have to say.
This may seem very, like, cheesy, but don't force it. I think, like, I know, especially, like, growing up in a Christian environment, kind of, if you find yourself separating from the church and, like, religion, but still, like, wanting to have a connection with God, there's always that tinge of, like, guilt that you will lose him along the way. And, like, I think it's best to kind of, like, ignore that and not really buy into it, because you could, you know, worsen your relationship with God by forcing yourself to believe in a whole system that you just don't believe in and aren't fond of.
Pick a religion and see where that goes. And then if it doesn't go anywhere, pick another one. Have fun with it. Like, you shouldn't have to force yourself into religion. Religion will come to you. You'll find your salvation.
I think when you grow up, like, in a certain religion and you choose to separate from that, I think there's always going to be that, at least for me, I think, like, guilt, even though that's not what I believe in, like, but I still think that guilt is there, and I think I struggled with that for a little bit. If someone could tell me, like, it's okay for you to just sit in that and feel that, and then, like, recognize it and move on, I think that's what I would have wanted to hear.
I began with Sarah's story today because it was one of instantaneous discovery, one that I personally found to be pretty beautiful. But it doesn't have to look like that for everyone. You know, when I first got to college, I joined this academic Christian circle to follow in my father's footsteps, but it wasn't really my vibe. I then attended Buddhist meditation to follow my grandmother's footsteps, which was peaceful, but not quite right. I've recently been spending a lot of time in the queer Muslim space of Duke's campus, keeping my mother's teachings in mind with my own perspective placed front and center. I'll keep you all updated on how that one goes. So maybe I haven't had my Sarah moment yet of crystal clear divine intervention, or maybe I have. Who knows? This stuff's confusing. What I do know is that each of these directions and paths that I can take in college have their own form of beauty at the end of it. So, inshallah, life is long, and college is the perfect place to ask questions. So get curious and learn about yourself. You won't regret it.